this training session couldn't be complete without adding up the scorecard in the end. Remember, I challenged you in the beginning to that if you follow these strategies and incorporate the success principles into your practice, that you could bring in $50 million of net new assets. This is what the top advisors do. And the strategies and the principles that I shared with you come directly from them, and of course through my own observations and experiences, you know, ideas that I've gotten from those. So if you add it all up, this is the way it looks. Now, I'm going to make the assumption that you're at a level where you can make $1 million minimum with the idea your target client is between 1 and 5 million. It can certainly be higher and it could be lower. And it's fine if it's lower. It's just that if you have a lower minimum, the chances are the $50 million isn't going to come together. So that's all of this still works. It just depends on how well it works. So let's make the assumption that you're at a level in your business where you're doing a lot of business right now. You want to take it to a multi-million dollar level, and your minimum size of your new clients is in the $1 million range. So if you bring in 4 new clients as a result of the referral tactical strategy we talked about, and the average is $2.5 million, that's going to be $10 million in asset. We talked about the professional referral network. You develop a professional referral network in which you have 3 referral sources, and on average they're giving you 2 to 3 new referrals a year, and you close 80 to 90% of them. That a very conservative number is 4 clients at $2.5 million. Right place, right people. I will assure you that if you're attentive to this, thoughtful about it, and you belong to the nonprofit organizations that are involved in it, and you're involved in activities that are around your kids' schools and things, and socially you're engaged with people that that live around you, and that you put yourself in the position to meet people that have money, that over the course of a year you're going to identify, develop relationships, and bring in 4 new clients. At, again, between 1 and 5 million is 10 million in assets. Niche marketing, remember we talked about the warm contacts, leveraging your specialization and immersion into different networks that are appropriate for your niche market. The combination of those tactics as it applies to niche marketing, I am confident, and I have seen in action on many different occasions that bringing in 4 new clients between 1 and 5 million is a very realistic number. The client events we talked about, that's both the investment strategy sessions as well as setting up events, intimate smaller events around your client's interest and having them invite guests and bringing the two together, is going to add at least, in, you know, this is a very conservative estimate, at least 2 clients. Again, an average of $2.5 million is $5 million in assets. So those are the marketing strategies in terms of bringing in new clients and the assets associated with them. So the other component is discovering assets held away that your current clients have and bringing those in. And again, I think a very conservative estimate, if you follow the tactical strategy that I talked about, will end up being $20 million of assets brought in from existing clients that are held away. So if we then incorporate the turnover of 5%, and if you have 100 clients, 5% is 5 clients, and again, if we use the number of 2.5 million, then that's potentially a loss of 10 million in assets. And hopefully that doesn't happen. You know, it would be wonderful if it didn't, but I'm just trying to be realistic in the scorecard and factor that in. Then you add all that up and you net out 55 million of net new assets and 13 new affluent clients. And that's how the challenge comes together, incorporating our success principles and tactical strategies. I understand that there's a lot of moving parts to all of this, but I also understand if you weren't motivated and you weren't committed to your career, that you wouldn't invested in this training segment. So Whereas there's a lot of different things, and it requires a lot of work to incorporate all these things, I will tell you there's nothing that I shared with you that hasn't been proven, that hasn't worked in the past, and that if you apply the combination of the success principles and the tactical strategies won't make a significant difference in your quest to take your business to the next level. And whether that ends up being 10 million in new assets or 100 million in new assets isn't as important as the idea that you're engaged in being proactive and taking charge of your business rather than reacting to the events and the environment around you, that you're taking charge and being proactive. If you do that and you incorporate many of these strategies, I'm absolutely confident that you'll be well on your way to a multi-million dollar practice and becoming a top advisor yourself.